This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 195 for Tuesday, December 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Tuesday morning, setting fresh contract highs for the sixth straight session as speculators added to long positions. Canola is up by $1 to over $5. January, it's up $5.80 at $640.10 per ton. March, up $3.80 at $629.60. In addition to bullish chart signals, tightening supplies and the need to ration demand going forward were a supportive influence. Gains in the Chicago soy complex and early weakness in the Canadian dollar contributed to the advances in canola, although the soy complex is turning mixed and limiting the spillover support from there. Scale-up farmer hedges and profit-taking at the highs also pressured values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lacking any real clear direction, with positioning ahead of the holidays a feature. Soybeans were stronger in overnight activity, but retreated to unchanged in the most active months. The March contract is steady now at $12.47.5 per bushel. Weather uncertainty in South America remains the major factor moving the bean market, while recent rains in both Brazil and Argentina should alleviate the drought concerns to some extent, more moisture will be needed, and the forecasts are once again turning hot and dry in some key soybean-growing regions. Labor disruptions in Argentina slowing exports there also provided some support, but recent strength in the U.S. dollar is pressuring values. Corn, it's chopping around both sides of unchanged. The March contract up a half cent now at $4.40.5 per bushel. End of the year positioning is a feature there with no real fresh news to drive the market one way or the other. Wheat futures are mixed most months higher. The Chicago wheat up 7 cents now in the March contract at $6.18 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in March at $5.79 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat lagging to the upside, up a penny in March at $5.71 per bushel. Issues with exports out of Russia, as that country puts new export taxes in place, were providing some support, although that news has been factored in to the market for some time now. And end of the year positioning was a major feature in the wheat market today. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.